And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. It's Prescott Chamber Day, Robert.
Yes, it is, Sherry. Good afternoon.
And we're just going to, we have a great show in store for us. And, of course, to us, it's Prescott Chamber Day every day.
It is every day, yes. You're right.
Absolutely. But we have some great guests with us today. We have our friends from the Prescott Long Riders, Arizona's Children's Association, Old Stage Enterprises, and, of course, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure and stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years!
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Whee! Here we go.
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
No worries, Rudy. Our route is the same as Cat for Links.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's his plan.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
Dell Technologies' end-of-year sale is the perfect time to upgrade tech for your business. Save big on the latest computers powered by Intel Core processors for your small business. And don't forget to shop servers, storage, and thousands of top-brand electronics, all with free shipping. Call a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech for your business needs at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Your
are listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, like we said before, it's Prescott Chamber Day.
It sure is, Sherry.
And you get to introduce our very first guest.
Thank you, Sherry, and good afternoon, everyone. Our first guest today is Michael Tickle, representing Prescott Long Riders. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Tell us a little bit about Michael Tickle before we get into the Prescott Long Riders.
Well, you have to talk about the Prescott Long Riders before you start talking
about me. Now, everyone wants to hear a little bit about you, where you're from, maybe a little bit of family, things like that.
Well, I've been involved in horses for almost 20 years now. I was born and raised in the state of Arizona. I'm actually an artist. We got hooked up with a few people years ago who wanted to start a parade, and an all-horse parade in downtown Prescott. And so a lot of things got started quite a few years ago, about 11 years ago. And the story I tell everybody is it was two old guys in one of the bars in downtown Prescott having a few drinks and decided that they wanted to start an all-horse parade because it had been about 50-plus years since they had a long string of horses riding in downtown Prescott. And about 5 years later, we got it started. And we started off small, and over the last couple of years, we've brought 115 horses downtown.
And it is the most amazing thing to not only see, but I was honored to be able to participate in it this year. So that was amazing. Great stuff. And for those that may not know, maybe you can tell them a little bit about, I mean, yes, it was about horseback riding, but you're more than that. It's about the cause.
Yeah, well, a couple things. One is we really wanted to bring the Western Heritage back into downtown Prescott. This year we became a nonprofit 501(c). And our donations this year and last year are going to the VA hospital. And those dollars are going to go for their homeless veterans. And some of the other dollars are going to go up to the veterans on the Navajo Reservation. And then a portion is also going to be split off for the health and education of our senior veterans.
And how did your group come up with that idea and that, you know, to give back to the veterans?
Well, when the Long Riders got started, that was 6 years ago, and we were kind of seated under the Prescott Regulators. And their cause and their dollars have always gone to Yavapai College for the education of veterans and their families. And so we've continued that. But we created partnerships this year with the VA hospital, with the city of Prescott, with the Prescott Chamber, and a few other organizations out there. And they all like the idea of donating dollars to the veterans.
One of the things that I found going on the ride, and the ride is amazing. Maybe you can tell everyone where it starts and where it ends, because it's an amazing ride.
It's a 10-mile ride. We start at the Granite Dells Trailhead, which is over by the Tri-City School Academy. I think that's what they call it. We ride on the Peavine Trail. We go into the Granite Dells. We ride alongside Watson Lake. We stop for lunch over by the Humane Society, over by Granite Creek. Then we are the only equestrian group in the entire state of Arizona, probably in the entire country, that is allowed to go through the Indian Reservation here in Prescott. So we go through the reservation. We come out right at the VA hospital. The last 2 years, we've ridden through the VA hospital, stopped. We've done the national anthem. We've done introductions to our military people who do ride horses. We exit there. We go over to Yavapai College. We start our parade there. We ride downtown. This year, we closed off Goodwin Street, and we basically brought 100 horses downtown. And that was all tied in with what the Chamber was doing with their event downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had Fall Fest going on. And I hope to keep that a tradition. I think it tied in really nicely.
Yep.
It's a great time for the ride. And it's a great time downtown. It was so festive with the horse parade and, you know, the art show going on. And it just clicked and it made sense. So I think the partnership went really well. What I enjoyed being on the ride is that the people that you ride with, the part of the membership, they are horse enthusiasts, obviously,
but
they're also community-minded.
Oh, yeah, very much
so. And especially in support of the veterans. And you can feel it when you're riding along with them. And, you know, just the minute you turn from Cortez to Gurley to Montezuma, it was just so much fun. People love horses in parades. That is,
yes, they do.
One thing, the crowd was welcoming to us. It was just an amazing day. I heard people yelling, "This is what Prescott is all about," you know, and it was cool to see that.
Yeah, I love the fact too that we have such a wide range of people that ride with us. We have teenagers. We have older people. I think 1 year our oldest rider was like 80 years old. We love having our veterans ride with us also. And I think the biggest part of this whole ride too is all these horse riders love doing a parade, mm-hmm. and especially through downtown Prescott.
Yeah, it was just fun to be a part of, and I really appreciate being a part of it and going through the reservation. I was wondering when you were telling me how we were going to do it. You know, you just don't know. You go underneath the road, actually. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an interesting trail.
And you get to go
trail.
Through Granadelles, which is kind of very historic ride for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But now this isn't the only ride that you guys do, though.
No. In 2021, we're gonna start doing trail rides for our members and for our non-members. And we'll end those rides with a barbecue. We're going to be doing about at least five events throughout the year. One of which is the long ride. And then most of the other parades that are in the Prescott area.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, we have just about two more minutes left. Is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners, about the Prescott Long Riders?
Yeah, well, I'd love people to go up to our website, which is prescottlongriders.com, and look at our website, become a member if you're interested in riding. Registration forms are up there. Download them, print them off, send them in. We'd love to hit 150 riders in 2021.
That would be amazing. Hopefully I'll be able to have my own horse this time.
We're working on that.
the mini donkey and mini pony just doesn't cut it for this particular group. So, and do you have anything coming up in the next few months or so, or are you gonna let the holidays go past, or I thought I saw something coming up.
COVID's been a real issue with us,
mm-hmm.
and but it's easy for us because we end up staying a good 6 feet apart from each other when we're riding. But currently, we really don't have anything on the schedule. Mm-hmm. A lot of the parades have actually been pushed back until April. Mm-hmm. So it's the beginning of the year is going to be pretty quiet.
Yeah, I can imagine. And again, for our listeners who want to look up your information, you want to share that contact information one last time?
Yeah, the website is prescottlongriders.com.
Wonderful. And become a member. It's a great group for a great cause, and it was a great ride. I tell you, it was amazing to see all those horses on Whiskey Row.
Well, we loved having you.
It was great fun, and we appreciate what you do for our veterans.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a
yes.
Happy New Year. And I know you're part of the Chamber family, and anything that we can do to help you, you know, we're here for you.
I'll call you.
Yeah. You've got my direct line, so works out pretty well. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. And Robert, it's Prescott Chamber Day.
Thank you, Sherry. It sure is. And like I always say, it's always Prescott Chamber Day.
Yeah, I think our guests are probably...
They probably tired. Catch on to that, huh?
But it is, and we love
yes,
what we do. And
we
you're,
sure do.
You're here to introduce our next guest.
Thank you, Sherry, and good afternoon, everyone. Our next guest is Daniel Levitt from Arizona's Children's Association. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Hi, gang. Hello, Sherry. Hello, Robert.
Hey, I just have to ask, are you creating commerce, my friend?
Hey, all day long, and that's
he's a little quiet,
I'm excited
isn't he?
To talk to you about that.
It's a little joke between us, but go ahead, Robert. I'm sorry I didn't mean to jump in there, but I had to ask him that.
That's okay.
Keeps you on your toes, right?
Ah, now I can hear you. I couldn't hear you the first couple of seconds there, Michael, or Daniel. I know you've been on the show a few times from Arizona's Children's Association, so I know you have a lot to talk about. But tell our listeners a little bit about yourself before we dive into what Arizona's Children's Association is all about.
Sure. Well, my name is Daniel Levitt. I'm the Development Director for Arizona's Children's Association. An agency that's been around for 108 years in the state, 25 years in Yavapai County, and guess what? I've been with it for 14 years, working on the programmatic side and now currently as the development director. And it always is a busy time of the year, but this is definitely is a busy time of the year as we're finishing up our Gifts of Hope program, which provides toys and needs for families in the area that would definitely not be having a holiday season if it wasn't for generosity of people in the community, as well as some of the toy drives that we've had around town. And obviously the year that we've been having, we've had a lot more requests, but things are still coming in, and you can always go on our website at arizonaschildren.org and click on the donate button and, take it from there and find out all the great things that we are doing. We have our Parents as Teachers program, which all our programs have adapted for online services as well as in-person services. But really, we did not slow down at all. We saw increase in needs in the community. We provided different webinars. We saw our teen population get really hit hard. with housing issues and us creating hotel vouchers for them, as well as other needs as they were in transition, getting into a more stable spot. So, yes, we've been on our toes, Yes.
Well, I have to say thank you. This is probably one of the things that make Arizona and Prescott in particular, the Prescott area, very special, is agencies like yours that step up and help our children. And, you know, for our listeners that are just joining us, we're talking with Arizona's Children's Association. Maybe you can just, you've talked about some programs and you're looking for donations, but maybe you can get a little bit more specific on all the services that you do provide, because they are wonderful and very much needed, as you indicated.
Thank you for the kind words. Yeah, we appreciate it. Our staff are really dedicated to helping out the families that are in need. And, you know, to helping them move on. Sometimes it's just that little thing to get over the hurdle and to help them out, to get them moving in the right direction. And, you know, those are the services that we provide.
Well, I know this pandemic, you hear this, and we've heard it from our mayor especially and our health department, that the pandemic has really caused a lot of mental concern as well, depression, because things are not the same, and there's a lot more challenges going on right now.
Exactly. Our clinicians, our behavioral health department has been going full force. We've been getting calls from a lot of other agencies, just things we fortunately already had in place, and being able to educate people on what the best approaches are for certain situations, and definitely the youth and in this unprecedented time. So we've been, you know, at the forefront of that as well.
Are you hitting your goals with the donations, or where can our listeners help the most right now?
You know, yeah, I mean, you can always go on our website at arizonaschildren.org and hit the donate button, and there's a comment section, say designated for Yavapai County, and all that stuff will stay with inside the county and help families in our area and continue to increase and better our services.
I know that the pandemic has also helped from the volunteer and staffing point of view and events that we have or that you may not be able to have because of some of the restrictions right now. So I can imagine that this is probably even more of a need for you. Are you able to, do you have any events coming up?
It is. You know, we've had some bigger events. Well, we were supposed to have an event this weekend. We partner with the Raven Cafe, and, you know, their consideration with what they've been going through, and they had some staffing COVID issues, and to really be considerate to their customers. So we're letting them kind of get back in the right direction, but we are going to be having an event. It's going to be over Martin Luther King weekend. Robert, I'll get you the flyer to post on the calendar.
That'd be
and
great.
What they're going to be doing is designating two meals, whether you want to take it to go or whether you want to dine in. A vegetarian option as well as a non-vegetarian option. And those meals will, all the funding from them will be donated to Arizona's Children's Association. I'm also in the process, too, of getting a designated tap and a designated case of wine, too. So that'll be a nice addition to it as well. But we're looking at the Friday and Saturday of Martin Luther King weekend.
So how would folks be able to get a hold of those meals? Do they sign up for it? How does that work?
Oh, hello?
Yep. I don't know if did you have a chance to hear me? I was asking, how does it work for those that are looking for a meal, and where would they be distributed?
I'm sorry. I think I got a bad connection.
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Sorry. Okay, you were asking about the distribution. There will be a button on the website as we approach, as well as for the Raven Cafe on their to-go menu, as well as ArizonasChildren.org will have directions on how to place the orders.
Wonderful. And is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners about Arizona's Children Association?
I think we've covered a lot of bases here. If you're interested in more information, feel free to reach out to me. My name is Daniel. I could be reached at 928-925-0805. And if you want to learn more about our organization, ArizonasChildren.org.
Wonderful. And we got about two more minutes, so if there's anything else that you want to share about what you've got going on, or, you know, I mean, we've talked a lot, we've covered a lot.
I'm in talks with the Greater Prescott Outdoor Foundation, who is helping generate some money with the Community Nature Center, and we're looking at putting programs together for families and kids, a lot of foster kids, to experience nature, to look at it as a healing aspect, to deal with any isolation issues they might be having, as well as just kind of a therapeutic for the family as well, to just change the environment, really changes things in your head, and people experiencing those together is really therapeutic and beneficial. So those are some of the things that we have programmatically that are on the rise, that are shaping up, and well, partnering with a lot of different community groups to provide these services to our families and kids in town.
Wonderful. And you service the Quad City area, am I correct, or Yavapai County? What's the range there? And you service the which area do you service? You're larger than just the Prescott area, am I correct?
I just got your question. We provide services throughout Yavapai County.
Wonderful. And for our listeners, why don't you give your contact information again? If you want to share your website and phone number.
Daniel Levitt.
All right.
Daniel Levitt, 928-925-0805, ArizonasChildren.org.
Wonderful. Well, we thank you for being a chamber member and for being a great partner and taking care of our kids in the area and our families. And
thank you all for your time. And, yeah, thank you guys for all the support that you give my organization as well as other chamber members. It's a fabulous group to be a part of.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again. And you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
AM 1130, 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, December 9th. We'll get back to Talk of the Town in just a moment. I'm Gregory Scott reporting with this news and weather brief from the Talk of the Quad Cities. A reminder to safely dispose of your fireplace ashes properly. Just before 7 on Monday night, the Prescott Regional Communications Center received a 911 call regarding a tree that was on fire about 10 feet away from a garage in Ponderosa Park. Upon arrival, crews found a half-acre wildfire burning just off private property in the Prescott National Forest. Two engines, a brush engine, and battalion chief made quick work of putting out the fire. Crews remained on scene for about an hour, making sure it was completely out. A U.S. Forest Service personnel unit checked on the fire yesterday morning. According to Prescott Battalion Chief Ralph Lucas, upon further investigation, it was determined a resident dumped their ashes earlier that day just off their property. The resident stated they had dumped water on the ashes to make sure that they were out, but fire department personnel say ashes can remain hot for days. They should be placed in a metal airtight container and water should be stirred into it. Place a lid on the container, and once the ashes are airtight for a week, they may be emptied into an area that's free of vegetation. A Prescott Valley man is facing charges after he allegedly threatened some juveniles. The incident occurred on November 20th at around 6 p.m.
The subject pointed a firearm at several juveniles and threatened bodily harm. This occurred on Wednesday, November the 18th at approximately 6 p.m. at Mountain Valley Park.
Prescott Valley Police Spokesman Officer Jerry Ferguson said, as after an extensive investigation, two search warrants were served on a couple of homes on Mobile Circle West.
Prescott Valley Police and Yavapai County Sheriff's Office SWAT teams carried out the search warrants, which eventually led to the arrest of 18-year-old Luis Angel Diaz.
Diaz has been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, misconduct involving weapons, and threat causing physical injuries. In your KQ&A forecast for the Prescott area, 50% chance of rain tonight, increasing cloudiness, 36 the low, 60% chance of showers, mostly cloudy on Thursday, a high of just 46 tomorrow. In Cottonwood, a 40% chance of showers late this evening, a low of 41 degrees, a 70% chance of rainfall on Thursday, a high of 55 tomorrow. That's news and weather from AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live online at kqna.com.
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure and stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years!
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Whee! Here we go!
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
No worries, Rudy. Our route is the same as Cat for Links.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's his plan!
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho!
Whether you know it or not, we've had a healthy relationship for as long as we can remember. But now, we're changing. For you. We're Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and we've been part of this community for decades. Now, we're entering into a new affiliation with Dignity Health. It's a relationship that will allow us to expand clinical services, improve access to care, and impact community health. Of course, every positive change requires inspiration. In this case, you're it, the people we serve. It's inspiration that makes a good thing even better. We'll not only deliver more care to our communities, we'll deliver dedication, depth, and dignity. If you'd like to learn how much this affiliation means to you, visit us at dignityhealthyrmc.org. After all, what would you say to a relationship that delivers a little more humanity? We think you'd say, "Hello, human kindness."
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. It's Prescott Chamber Day, and we have to apologize. We had a little technical difficulty in that last round.
Yeah, a few glitches, but, you know, we work through them. We're good at that.
Yeah, and it's such a great cause. And Robert, you're here to introduce our next guest.
Thank you, Sherry, and good afternoon, everyone. Our next guest is Alan Heverland from Old Stage Enterprises. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Sherry.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Alan. You know, kind of where'd you move from, how long you been here, family, a little bit, before we get into the Old Stage Enterprise.
Sure, guys. I'm actually just relocated from Seward, Alaska, after 20 years in Alaska.
Wow.
We came down to be closer to family. You know, after being cold for 20 years, I decided it was to be a little bit warmer.
Now, that is cold, yes. A friend of mine worked out there on the ice for a while, for a couple of years, and I think he got frostbite in his eyelids. I thought, geez, not my kind of place. So welcome back to Arizona.
Yep, I'm enjoying the sunshine and enjoying some new opportunities here. What I do is Old Stage Enterprises. After 25 years of carpentry and trades work, I've started moving into building more of artistic rustic furniture. I do faux box beams and timber framing. And we also, one of the more exciting things we're moving into and I'm moving into is light fixtures. So kind of a distressed, hand-hewn, modern rustic, you know, kind of distressed and weathered look box beams with, you know, pendant lights and lighting. You know, I can do hand-hewn looks. And really the idea is I like to gather a lot of things as well, different things that I find, stones and metals and different woods, and I reclaim a lot of things and then bring them in together into bed frames and end tables, coffee tables, any type of interior build-ins, you know, that have a real, you know, I like to bring the outside in and make people really feel like they're, you know, when you're in your home, a lot of the times you want to feel like you're outside and you feel a little bit closer to nature. So I really try to collaborate a lot of that into what Old Stage Enterprises does.
I love the idea that you repurpose things that you may find or an old door that somebody tossed and make it into a table or a light fixture. I'm trying to picture all these different things. What an area to do that. I would imagine you'd be very busy with folks once they catch on to what you're doing.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, my got a new website up at oldstageent.com. I'm also on Facebook, Old Stage Enterprises LLC. And one of the exciting things about moving back into the Prescott area, my wife was born and raised here, and she's kind of reinvented herself after doing massage for a number of years. And has partnered up with Joe and Cindy Schaefer with Astral Glass Art and Design on 6th Street. And we're fusing together and making pendant lights and different types of interior lighting with fused glass and incorporating those into different chandeliers, box beam chandeliers, sconce lighting. And we've got a lot of new ideas with things that we're working with Astral Glass Art and Design on 6th Street as well. The other adventure that I've been working into as well is doing interior finish work for Haley Construction. And they've been longtime chamber members here. Mm-hmm. They're third generation owned now here in Prescott. And so Old Stage Enterprises is also collaborating with Haley Construction and doing interior finish work for them as well.
Absolutely. In fact, Jillian is on our board, and she's always haunted because her dad's picture's on the wall, and she always makes a comment about that. So that's what a talent. How wonderful.
Yeah, we're really excited, you know, to be back close to family and be down here and working in the Prescott area. I'm really hoping that, you know, the furniture and things will catch on. You know, I can basically, you know, build anything that somebody may want as a build-in or interior in their home. You know, that gives it that real natural and period look. I like using, like, old log chains and rusted metal and, you know, things like that, and found stones and stuff like that, and incorporating those into the pieces as well.
Do you have a showroom that folks could kind of see some of the items that you made, or do they need to go online to do that?
Well, you can see my stuff at oldstageenterprisesent.com, and then also I do have some pieces on 6th Street at Astral Glass, and I do have a reclaimed Spanish-style hacienda barn door there that I reclaimed that we set an abstract fused glass panels into, and it's a really nice piece that would be like a barn door for inside someone's home. But you can go into Astral Glass and see some of that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I keep on my Facebook page and on my website, as I keep producing more things, you know, I keep putting them out there on the web.
So I have to ask the question. So this might be a fun question, so be prepared. So do you take donations? Because a lot of times some people, what we think is garbage is reclaimed in your world. So if someone has a barn or something, do you seek that as well for this?
Yeah, I do. I'm guilty of searching Craigslist for stuff like that all the time, you know, and keeping my eyes out for, you know, the old shed that might need to be torn down, or, you know, the pile of old rusty stuff that someone's trying to get rid of, and then turning that in and using those into pieces. But, you know, most of all, my daughter and I find most of it with my wife and the dog while we're walking through the fields along Williamson Valley. You'd be amazed at what you can find out there in an old field.
Oh, yeah. I know that there's some great hiking out there, and there is a lot of things that you can find along the way, and a lot of quartz and a lot of natural stones and things of that nature, too. Wow. How exciting. So were you doing this work in Alaska as well?
I was doing construction work, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, for, you know, 20 years up there in the, you know, sometimes in the cold and the wet and the rain. And, yeah, I've been doing, I was doing a lot of it there, but I was working with different mediums. You know, I was working with Alaska Sitkin spruce and with the materials that were available to me there from the local sawmills. And the materials that I'm using here, I'm also trying to source from local sawmills. You know, it's just so I've taken it to, it was a different style that I was doing in Alaska to what I'm doing here to kind of fit the area more. And I am using locally sourced sawmilled products, big old growth pieces of ponderosa from the Mogollon Rim. And I try to use stuff that's sourced locally, you know, in the pieces that I make.
Well, I think that's amazing. I'm thrilled that you're part of the Chamber family. And even more so now that we've gotten to know each other and talk about all the connections, and that's what you love about Prescott is the family connections and the business connections as well. And, so let's tell our listeners again. We're with, Alan from Old Stage Enterprise. He, creates, furniture, and he's in the carpentry work. And you have contact information for our listeners?
Yep, you can find me at oldstageent.com and then also on Facebook at Old Stage Enterprises LLC. And we do have a couple of upcoming events. We will be, Astro Glass and Old Stage Enterprises will be at in the Tiz Gallery mezzanine on September 6th of 2020. And then hopefully in the spring, Art on 6th Street will take place. We did have a show at the 6th Street Business Park a few weeks ago, and we had a great turnout. We kept it very COVID safe. We had masks and hand sanitizers available. A lot of the vendors set up outside, And there was probably at least five or six vendors that set up that in the 6th Avenue Business Park. And I think we probably had about 150 people over 2 days. So that was a pretty good turnout.
It's been a pretty good show. I know they've had a few down there. And Art on 6th Street is a chamber member.
Yeah.
They do get that on our website, so I have it on the calendar to promote for everyone down there. And I can see that getting bigger and bigger.
Absolutely.
Every year.
Well, I can tell you, with all of us that have been not able to go on vacations, and you know, we're doing a lot of looking at our houses and I've heard a lot of people saying they're taking on projects now. So we'll help you get the word out on the custom stuff. And I have to ask you, what is the most exciting piece that you've created? As an artist of this.
Well, recently the new bed frames that I'm working with this, I was able to obtain a lot of old rough sawn lumber before old Santa Fe Lumber went out of business.
Oh wow!
And so I have some big slab pieces that I've been building weather distressed headboards out of, and they've just really turned out incredible. So you know the new bed frames and the new materials and stuff here, I've really enjoyed creating, you know, with a hand hewn look. And I'm going to be building some here soon, some large canopy beds, and I hope to have a large king-size canopy bed ready for the show at the Tiz Gallery on September 6th in 2021.
Very good. That sounds perfect. Oh, wow. I just can't believe this. This is exciting to hear the kind of work that you do, and that's something that I think really fits the area as well. And, again, you have some things that are showcased on 6th Street as well, and we have some time, so we can talk about that a little bit.
Yep. We, you know, this last show went really well. You know, the pendant light box beam chandeliers, we actually sold one at the show. They're becoming a really big hit. The pendant lights are also sold separately by Astro Glass. And another next to Astro Glass is also Ron Miller, the metal artist, is also next to us. Mm. And so the three of us are all kind of right there. And if you've never seen any of Ron Miller's metal work, it's absolutely fabulous. You know, so we kind of all got set up around in that little area there. And you know, people, I didn't set up a whole bed frame, but I did bring a king headboard and a couple nightstands, and you know, got some things out there. I have been making some pretty fancy beer bottle openers, though.
Oh,
and I have to say,
holidays are coming up.
Yeah,
great gift ideas.
Yeah, and those are available on my website. But the beer bottle openers were a pretty big hit. You know, it's amazing what you can sell if you offer them a free beer.
Sounds like a teaser for going right to the event. Do you have other items like that, or is that's one that you just threw out there at us?
Yeah, it was one cool. We, you know, and then we took it to another level, and then my wife Allison decided that we needed to have some fused glass set into it as well. So they're a pretty fancy bottle opener.
Are they? Oh, that's cool. I'm going to go check that out on your website. That's quite exciting. Well, again, tell our listeners your contact information and you know, anything you can about the beautiful things that you create.
Yeah, you can find me at oldstageent.com and also on Facebook at Old Stage Enterprises LLC on Facebook. And just really looking forward to being part of the Prescott community and part of the chamber. You guys seem to have a really amazing operation that you run here at the chamber, and really take care of your members, and looking forward to working with you guys in the future and, you know, getting myself out there so I can build some cool stuff for the people of Prescott.
Absolutely. Well, it's been a unique year, and we appreciate you. With this whole COVID pandemic, it's been unique, but we are still creating commerce here in the area. And, I'm really happy to hear that you had a really good turnout at your last event. And, sounds like you've got some neat ideas and for, the upcoming holidays. So if anybody's out there, looking for some handcrafted, beautiful, rustic furniture, and lighting, or beer bottle opener, or beverage
openers.
You can
start with that.
Beverage openers.
Good workout.
Old Stage Enterprises is the place to be. And you have a lot of talent. You've been doing this for a long time, and you come from a family of a lot of talent of building. So, I suspect everything's top quality as well. So we really appreciate you. And so what is the most rewarding aspect of what your work is?
Oh, you know, just the freedom to create, you know, beautiful things for people that they'll appreciate. You know, when you bring a piece in and you hang up a light fixture just recently and just seeing the look on people's face, we're like, wow, that's just awesome. We mm-hmm. love it. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the idea is to, you know, bring some light into somebody else's life as well, mm-hmm. you know, with the things that you do. Otherwise, it's really not worth it.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, our homes are our biggest investment. So, and having handcrafted, locally made items is just a perfect way. So we appreciate you. We thank you for being part of the chamber and look forward to seeing your work. I know what Robert's going to do after the show. I already can feel it.
Put the beer bottle opener, is that it?
The beverage opener,
yeah,
yes.
I was thinking about the lights, too.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And I'm thinking about that piece that I want built in.
Love that rustic stuff.
I know, I do, too. So, well, we thank you again, and we appreciate you. And you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Introducing Canada Dry Bold Ginger. It's not your grandma's ginger ale. I know, because I'm not your grandma. I don't pressure you to get married. I say play the field all you want. And I drink new Canada Dry Bold Ginger with an extra kick of real ginger taste that would blow the bingo cards out your grandma's bag. I drink it while watching backyard wrestling. There's more on the line when the wrestlers don't have insurance. New Canada Dry Bold Ginger. Not your grandma's ginger ale.
Yum. Holiday treats. One for me and a doggy cookie for you. You know, those doggy treats actually smell pretty tasty. Yeah, not tasty.
The 2021 Findlay Subaru Forester is a treat with larger passenger area and better gas mileage than other manufacturers that takes you further. Take the keys with as low as 0% APR financing or lease for $265 a month. During the Subaru Share the Love event, we'll donate $250 to your choice of charities with your purchase or lease of a new Subaru. Findlay Subaru Prescott. Offers on approved credit.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. And my goodness, it's Prescott Chamber Day, and we had some great guests today.
We sure have. It's been a great afternoon for
I
sure,
know.
Sherry.
From horseback riding to kids to custom
woodworkers. Yeah, that's
right here. What a cool thing. We have the best job ever. But you're going to talk about some upcoming things for people to do.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone, get to our website. There's a lot of events still coming up at www.prescott.org. And I know everybody's sad about the Acker Music Showcase not being this year because of COVID, but we do have another event coming up. It's a virtual event. It's called the Christmas City Special, and it's a concert series, and that will be December 11th, the same day, Friday the 11th, and it will start at 6 p.m., and there's going to be a lot of folks singing probably carols and a lot of different things. So check that out, and you can go to ravenproductionsmedia.com. That's ravensproductions with an S, media.com. And that's on December 11th, kind of to take the place of the Acker. But it's going to be a lot of fun. But still come downtown, too, on Acker night. You know, the shops will be open with their doors open, and it's still going to be a lot of fun. And you can check out the lights at the Courthouse Plaza, and they'll be lit through January 17th.
Absolutely. And boy, they're very exciting. You know, we also have the lights going on up at the zoo too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on the weekend.
That's every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And of course that's when it gets dark. And I'm not sure. I don't have the date. I mean the times right now, but I would say it's probably about 6 to 9
mm-hmm.
up there. Bring the kids out. They'll love it.
Yep. And you've got another thing there.
I sure do. The Prescott Center for the Arts they're coming back. You know, they have a one-man show starring Kevin Neeson, and it's called The Christmas Carol, and it's an evening with Charles Dickens, and that's going to be December 4th through December 13th. So check out their website at pca-az.net for tickets or call their box office at 928-445-3286. And that's The Christmas Carol, December 4th through December 13th at Prescott Center for the Arts.
Wonderful. And we have our favorite, The Enchanted Christmas.
Enchanted Christmas is going on at the Gateway Mall.
And I tell you, I've taken my family through that from young kids to grandma.
It's a beautiful display.
Oh,
and
it is.
And he supports money for the city and for folks that kind of need food and things like that. So bring a can of food. You get a discount on your entry, and that's at Enchanted ChristmasAZ.com, and that will be out at the Gateway Mall through December 30th, so check them out.
Yep, and those wild lights at the zoo do start at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And then I just want to remind everyone to please, please shop locally and shop our local brick-and-mortar stores here in the Quad City. You're creating jobs. You're really helping out the community when you buy locally and support locally, and that is something that we just always talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I further want to add to please do it responsibly and respectfully.
Absolutely.
You know, we need to be mindful of the pandemic, and these businesses have worked hard to stay open, and they need your support. And you can also do that by purchasing gift certificates at the Prescott Chamber. It's by appointment, so if you can give us a call at 928-445-2000 or go to prescott.org, you can always email us. And we'll make arrangements to, if you have somebody you don't know what to buy for, the Prescott Gifts is the best
thing. And that's a wonderful way to support your local economy here. It comes with a whole list of different people that are on that program across the board, across the gamut.
And
so come on down. It comes with a bag and a beautiful envelope, a card. So
yep.
Check it out.
It stays here locally. And we just want to thank you for listening to Talk of the Town today on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll chat with you next time.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of
KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.